whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 365 on Saturday, August 3rd, 2024. Or if you're here in Aussie land or in those places that are on Sunday, it's Sunday, August the 4th. Welcome, hi chat room. Hi, Dave, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, all of that good stuff. Flowers bar. Welcome. I have apologies from Chris and from Fair. Chris is, as I said earlier, Chris is busy working crazy, crazy long hours and she needed sleep, which is, you know, understandable. Sometimes you need sleep. We do need it, even if it's only a little bit. And Fair's not being well, so we're sending out much positive vibes and big hugs to them. I know Zaya's dealing with some IRL stuff. I think one of the kids is moving and all sorts of stuff. So it's not bad. It's just, you know, he's busy. So yeah, and all of that. So if we don't take care of ourselves, who will? Dave, absolutely. But thank you for being here. I think it might be just you and me today, which, you know, it is what it is. But thank you for joining me. I appreciate that. All right. Well, and I've got your other joke for the two that you sent me. So I've got the second one for later. Which is cool. So let's talk about some news. So let's dive straight into it. So we've got news in the World of Warcraft. So it has been an absolute humdinger. A humdinger. Show title? Leader's doing really good words. Let me write it down. Humdinger. I can't even spell. Okay. So we have had some challenge champions. Just, it's been boom, 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 boom. Yeah, it's been a little bit crazy. So we've had in the last week or so, 6 new max level Dragonflight challenge champions. So, bear with me, and apologies if I pronounce your name incorrectly. I try 6, yeah, I know. So the first off, congratulations to Thusky, becoming our 46th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. Congratulations also to Alyssa Iron, I think, on becoming our 47th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. Also, congratulations to Iron Azzy on becoming our 48th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. Go, Azzy. Sorry, excuse me. Not only that, we had congratulations to Seagreen on becoming our 19th Dragonflight Green Man Challenge champion. And then in like yesterday, we had boom, boom. So I was trying to get all write-ups done and I was just about on top of, how many have I done? I think I'd done Thusky, Alyssa Iron and Iron Azzy. And Seagreen, have I done Seagreen? It might be, I might be posting that today. And then we've just gone boom, boom with a couple more. So congratulations to Arvin on becoming our 49th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. And because Azzy's not doing enough, congratulations to Azzy Works on becoming our 10th Dragonflight Working Man Challenge champion. So six new champions in the last week and a bit. So, interesting. I've got the blog posts are up for, as I said, I'm pretty sure it's Thusky, Elisaren, and Iron Azzy. Seagreen, apologies, I can't remember if I'm posting that today or if I did it yesterday. I've got the stuff, and then I'll be waiting on the other two information. So it's always interesting to read through a toon's journey, what people do with their challenge toons. Some people are way braver than I am, that's for certain. And I know I haven't done a lot of challenge at all, at least this year. It's just been crazy. I sat down for the first time yesterday and just logged into the game and did some pre-patch stuff on later, and it's probably been a good week or so since I've done that. So trying to even think about a challenge tune at the moment is just, there's too much to do. August, new expansion going live is coming in far too fast. And there is no way, I don't know about you guys, but I know on my main, I look on my main and I'm like, I've got all these things that I want to do before the end of the expansion that I'm not going to get there. And challenge tune, like getting Passy leader to max was a goal early in the expansion, but I don't think it's gonna happen. And you know, it is what it is. It just is. But let's talk about some of the stuff that has hit. So we've got pre-patch. And even though pre-patch went live 2 weeks ago, the event staff didn't hit. So just bear with me. Let's go over to, just give me a minute. So I've got The War Within, Everything You Need to Know. So this is for patch 11.0. Alright, I may get a bit choppy, so I'm not sure if it's me or the internet, if it's the computer or the internet. So if I'm a bit choppy, apologies, but we'll see how we go. Alright, so we've got, I really like that shot. That looks pretty cool. I like that. That's a good banner. I like that. I wish my banners were that good. My banners suck. Everyone, I do the best I can. Alright, so they say here, The War Within pre-patch has been announced, which was for the 23rd. The Radiant Echoes pre-patch event became live on the 30th. So it's only just gone live. There's a pre-expansion trailer. So obviously if you're taking challenge tunes around those three zones, please be very, very careful, because a death is a death, and you know, there's no coming back from a death. Like, it's a death is a death. So we start on that. All right. So the stuff that has started, just looking at what Wowhead's got here. So they're saying the stuff for pre-patch release and the event, new class talent tree updates, there's the new user interface updates and improvements. Has anyone, have you tried that, Dave? Any of the new stuff? I really like that silhouette one. So even if I go like behind a tree, I can still see the silhouette. Like as a visual person, for me, huge improvement. I can see where my toon is even behind something. That is massively helpful, because with my with my visuals and my, you know, my vertigo and all of that reaction with my eyes not coping with things like first person shooter and stuff like that, actually seeing my toon, it feels so far like a huge game changer. So fantastic. Wall bands, how are we feeling about that? The shared bank reputation and more. The home screen, I must admit, it's kind of cool. I know that you can set it to revert back. And I like that. I like the option that if you don't like it and just want to go back to having your one toon and that, I appreciate that. If I'm sick of seeing my four girls that I've put there, that I can just go, yeah, I'll go back to normal. They also, the shared bank, finally, when I tried it the other week, they had disabled it, and that was very frustrating, but it seems to be working now. And I appreciate the fact that for the gear that you pick up and for transmog, that you can learn something even when, so if I'm on leader, she's a clothy, I got a leather and a mace and a crossbow. And I could learn that for the transmog, and then I stuck it in the war band's bank, because I know that will be good for, you know, some of my other toons. So I was just like, put it straight over there. So that was kind of cool. Sky riding, so dragon riding's now, I think they're saying they're kind of calling it sky riding. 464 mounts available for sky riding, which is huge, which is fantastic. Mind you, I'm still using one of my dragons, because actually, no, Leader's using the owl, because it's cute, pretty much. Okay, Dave, jumped in a bit for free weekend and to get started in pre-patch, but I know nothing other than I needed to do all the skill trees without having current working knowledge. I must admit that when I'd hopped on Leader until my priest, healer, my hunter, as in normal, not a challenge toon, that I was like, oh, okay, a couple of things had changed, and trying to work out like talents and the skills, and I picked something that I hadn't seen before, but I was like, that sounds cool for a warlock, you know, that's kind of cool, but I don't know if it bugged out or what it was, but I ended up not being happy at it. So I knew I had screenshots of before the patch of Leader's talents, so I went back and compared, and I was like, no, I think I'll take this one instead. as you know, I'm kind of a bit of a screenshot demon when it comes to that stuff. So yeah, that was kind of funny, but yeah, it was kind of cool. Was weird using the warlock warhorse for dragon riding. Ooh, I have not done that, Dave. I am gonna have to check that out. we still aren't leveling yet, right? No. Still max is 70 yet. Once it goes live, then that'll get pushed up to 80. And I think this is where this is talking about it in this red section. So the War Within, which is August 26th, or the if you've got early access, August 22nd. So then the new max level to 70. New hero talents. There's the new zone, Kaz Algar, and new leveling content. New outdoor content, delves. I don't remember what delves are. Updated professions, new dungeons, new raids. So there is still a lot of stuff to come, which is good, because as I said, if everything had gone live, I'd be... You're not prepared. I need to get that. I should get that. It's a bit like, hang on, when I did add it, it's a bit like my, you know, like this one. We have to have this. Like, that's just iconic. So I think, and like this one is probably the most iconic.
Coffee is my blood.
I am so funny. And this one. Chris Naught is always iconic. Chris, I've now got it hotkeyed on my little stream deck. So there's still a lot of stuff that's just, I can't drink bourbon anymore, Dave. There's some days I really miss it. Sorry, excuse me. It's cold, I'm sinusy, apologies. But I do have my coffee. So we're having a mocha, because I mean coffee and chocolate, hello. yeah. My drinking poison back when I could drink was Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels was like one of my main things. So JD and Coke. Quite often, sometimes just drinking straight from the bottle. Because, you know, when you're in your 20s, you kind of do that shit. Like, but now, I did have Wild Turkey a couple of times. It was probably a bit more sweeter than Jack Daniels, but I don't know, Jack Daniels for me, it just kind of had my heart when I was like 20, my early 20s, early to mid, maybe up to my 30s. And Kahlua. Kahlua is just, that's probably actually the drink that I really miss the most. Because Kahlua and Coke... Kahlua and milk, like Kahlua, you could literally throw a shot of Kahlua straight into a coffee, you know, and just make it like an extra alcoholic. So, Kahlua, I do really miss. We did drink a bit of wine, but, and when I drank wine, it was mostly sweet. Like, I don't know, like on a sweeter side instead of a drier, so like a Moscato is probably a bit too Prosecco, that kind of thing. But as I said, just can't do it anymore. The body does not like alcohol anymore. After everything that my body's been through, it just kind of went, yeah, no. No more. New fave is Uncle Nearest, and it's quite sweet. So what's that, a bourbon or a wine? Or Kahlua and milk is a favorite of a few of those alky dependent, so yeah, it's a bourbon. Okay, I haven't heard of that, but then, you know, I don't go alcohol shopping at all. Probably the only time I do is if I'm gonna get something from my parents. I'll pop into a bottle shop, a bottle-o, as us Aussies call them. And so that's why coffee is my blood, because I can drink coffee till all day, every day. No problems at all. Nearest was the distiller for Jack Daniels back in the late 1800s. Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool. I'll have to have a look at it, Dave. I'll have to have a look at it, because that sounds pretty cool. I like that. All right. Back to what we're talking about. We'll just go off on a tangent, Dave. We can do that. We're allowed. Okay, so what else is there? So there's a whole extra bit of information there. Did I put the link? No, I didn't. Oh, Lita, what are you doing? Sorry, my apologies. I don't know if you want the links, I'll put them in the chat. And excuse my, when I pop over to the Wowhead site, it goes darker. So, apologies. That's show notes. See? Show notes. Wowhead. The family recently got the rights to recipe and name for production and marketing. Nice. Alright, so there's a whole heap of info, as I said, all about the war bands, skywriting, yada, 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 yada. So I just wanted to, again, mention it. It's interesting. Let me change it to beep, 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 beep. Doing it live. Apply. Hey, it worked. All right, so the pre-patch notes. So again, like there's info about the Radiant Echoes, which has been interesting. I did get quite a few done on Leader yesterday, just running around. I don't know how many of the currency you need to collect to get everything, but I'm kind of like, I want it all. And there's some pets, and I think there's a couple of mounts. And then there's a whole heap of gear. So they're saying that this is going to go right up until the new expansion goes live. So, you know, that's interesting. But again, I would suggest, so it's Searing Gorge, Duskwallow Marsh, and I'm completely blanking on the name. Where's the other one? Dragonblight. Yeah. So, and I thought that was interesting. So you've got two, like, old world, and then one in a Dragonblight. Anyway, I just kind of was like, So it talks about that, the war bands, more info on the war bands, Take to the Sky. So I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of people that are really happy about that. I like the fact that you can also take the mount back. So if you want to use a mount just normal, there's like a switch that you can take it back to, switch flight style. There it is. Hang on. There's a thing. Let me arrow up. It says here. Somewhere. New ability. Switch flight style. Switch between skywriting and steady flight styles for flying mounts. Mounts that don't support skywriting will be grounded if skywriting is active. 5 second cast time. So, yeah. So, it's good we've got options. Dragon riding in Northrend was interesting. Yes, I still forget that I can dragon ride, even though I'm on the owl or the dragon, whichever one. So it's kind of interesting. But yeah, it's good. I like that they've given us an option. It's a damn shame that we didn't get the option at the beginning of the expansion, because I know it was something that Nisi massively was struggling with, is that. I do to a degree. So I have to be careful when I'm dragon riding. Doing the races, I struggled for a really long time doing the dragon racing in Dragonfly. That one I struggled with. But again, that's my whole, like, vertigo, sensory eye issue. I have issues. So there's a whole heap. Anyway, there's a whole heap of stuff, but I just wanted to bring it to attention. Just in case, if you know, people hadn't looked at it, there's a whole heap of classes with bits and pieces. Lifeblood now grants 4% leech was 7, so that's gone down. Death Knights have got a whole... There's a lot on Death Knights. Okay. And Druids. Damn, Chris, if you're listening to this... How's your druid going? Evoker. So there's a whole heap of information. Obviously there, if you want to have a read of it. The other one that I did grab, and again, doing it live, bear with me for a minute. Let me change it over to this one. So this was This Week in WoW, Welcome Back Weekend, which, Dave, you mentioned that you have been doing that. Again, I do quite like that screenshot. This one, I have that as my main background for this computer right there. I really liked it. I thought it was very cool. And I must admit that doing the pre-patch quests, it was kind of cool. The people you see. I'll just leave that. If you haven't done it yet on your main, or you're going to do it on a challenge tone, please be very careful. But there was a lot of... I felt a lot of nostalgia, and I felt a lot of the gangs back together. That's how I felt about it. Okay, so get back in the fight during Welcome Back Weekend, which I think is going to end, I think it was, what was it, till through to the to the 4th, so this weekend. So for those, probably by the time you're listening to this, you might have missed it, but there is a welcome back. They're giving all players within active World of Warcraft accounts full access to the game, and all your characters without a subscription or game time, just for that weekend. So that's kind of cool. Blizz, are those of us that are paying, do we get a credit? Like, serious question. I've paid a lot of money on my subscription that has only ever once missed a subscription back in, like, 15 years ago. So, I'm just like, do we get a couple of days, like, credit, please? Anyway. So there's... Again, there's a lot of information there. The Radiant Echoes event. It's It's interesting. It's interesting, I will say that. But again, be very careful taking challenge stones if you're going there. So the hub's in Dalaran. Legion Dalaran, not old Dalaran. If that makes sense. Okay, so yeah, Dragonblight, Duskwallow, and Searing Gorge. And I found it interesting. It's definitely better to do it when there's a lot of people. It was a bit harder when we just had a handful. Obviously, my late at night playing on a US server, that it there was an impact. So there's a whole heap of information, talks about the rewards, and then goes into Cataclysm Classic, which I'm not worrying about that. And I think that's about it. So that's the information that I had found. And again, you know, let us know how you've been finding things, what you've delved back into doing. Are you enjoying the pre-patch? Have you done anything with your challenge tunes? With, you know, looking at how your talents are, have you found a huge difference in leveling? I'm wondering, because, as I said, we've managed to get 6 new maxes in the last week or so. So has there been a massive or little impact on what's happening pre-patch wise? Anyway, I'd be intrigued to know. Let me just put this back to, where am I? Beep, 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 beep. So that's, so I'll have the links on with the blog post, but definitely pop over to Wowhead. There's a whole heap of information there, which is great if if you want to read about it, that kind of stuff. All right, the other thing that I wanted to mention is this month is anniversary month. It's also birthday month. I just thrown that in there. It is birthday month. Birthday in like 3 days. Oh my God. How are we in August? Dave, chat room. When did we get here? It's just crazy how fast this year's going. So it is the anniversary of the show month. So we will be doing a 9th anniversary show on the 24th of August. So I'm going to take some time off between now and the show, because it is birthday month and I'm going to take a little bit of a break. Right, every year right after July. Thanks, Dave, appreciate that. So for the next 3 weeks, I'm just gonna have a little bit of a break, and I might do some streaming, but we're not gonna do a show. And I say that because doing a show, I love doing a show, don't get me wrong, please don't misunderstand that, but it's all, like, it's the prep work and the after that takes a lot of time. So I need a bit of a break for that. Plus, I can prep ready for the 9th anniversary show. So if there is anything that you want me to talk about or discuss on the anniversary show, let me know. Chris will definitely be with me. If anyone wants to, you know, if you want to pop on and say hi, let me know, because I can, we can organize that. But otherwise, you know, we'll just do, it's it's not going to be a huge thing, but we like to celebrate. So, you know, and it's been 9 years since Stone and I started the show. 9 years. Crazy. So, yeah, if there's anything in particular that you know, that you're thinking, oh, you know, Lita, bring, you know, talk about this on the anniversary show or whichever, that would be good. So, Chris, that dot, dot, dot. I don't know what that is. I don't know if I want that. But, yeah, so 9th anniversary show is the 24th. All right. So, yeah. So the next few weeks, I'm going to have a bit of a break. All right, let's get to the state of the challenges, because people have been busy leveling, which is fantastic. To see the report come out. state of the challenges. All right, let's start with irons. So we had 10 irons. And again, if I butcher names, I apologize. I just... sometimes pronunciations, words are hard. So at number 10, we've got A's at level 41. Number 9 is Strange Hunt. I think it was, might be Russian. Level 45. Number 8 is Tinsley, level 49, RIP. 7 is Iron Brain at level 60. 6 is, maybe this one was Russian. It just could be Russian too. I don't know. Translated to Drugware. It's kind of like, interesting. Anyway, they're level 61 and red flagged. I did send that to Zaya to have a look at, because I'm not really sure why it's red flagged. It didn't tell me. But if it shouldn't be, Zyra will have a look at it when he's got a moment. So, yeah. Number 5 is Pringle Pants. They're at level 66. That's exciting. And then we've got our 70s. So we've got at number 4, Arvin, who's our 49th Dragonflight Iron. We've got at number 3, Iron Azzy, who's our 48th. Number 2 was Alessi Iron, who's our 47th. And number 1 was Thunsky, who is our 46th Dragonfly Iron Man Challenge Champion. Well done. So again, 4 max level irons. Interesting. All right, Bloods. We had 8 Bloods this week. So at number 8, we had Bloody Mango. What an awesome name. At level 10. Number 7 is Gorm at level 12. Number 6 is Silver Wilds at level 13. Number 5 was Lich Tarina at level 18, but it is yellow flag, too many quests completed. That one might, and I'm a bit unsure on that, because it kind of, the report was a bit weird, so maybe that's something Zaya could also have a look at. Because too many quests completed, I would have thought, should be a straight red flag. That's what it should be. So, I'm also, whether there's some account-wide quests that have been added. I saw that, Dave. whether there's been some account-wide quests that have changed with the pre-patch stuff. So, yeah, I'll mention that to Zaya to have a look at. Number 4, Silver Bones at level 27. Number 3 is Bloody Thundy at level 49. Number two is Blood Cell at level 51. And this was another one that came up as yellow flag, too many quests completed. I can't remember if they were the same quest. So again, whether there's been a change to account wide quests. So I will get Zaya to have a look with Rod, maybe, like, obviously when they've got a minute. And number one was Lyari at level 69. Excuse me for a moment. Apologies. The sinusy. It's, you know. My Queensland winter is really, though I know it's no winter compared to a lot of you, but it is playing a bit of a headache, bit of a havoc with my sinuses, so apologies on that. All right, let's have a look. Pacifist, we've got three passies. We've got at number three, we've got Iron Trisha at level 12. Number two is Patient at level 13. Good name. Number one was Trice at level 26. All right, so Working Men, we also had three. We've got Smoket at level 13, RIP. Number two was Taylurilin at level 28. And number one was Azzy Works, which hit level 70, becoming our 10th Dragonflight Working Man champion, which is fantastic. Greens. We had 10 greens, which again is fantastic. Probably a really good time to be getting greens up. Wearing green gear. XP seems to have changed. So cool. Okay, and number 10, we've got Shadi Waza, level 10, red flagged. Time Runner Toons are not allowed. Yeah. So number 9, Green Girl, level 18, RIP. Number 8. I don't know how to pronounce this. Wyszky? Y-S-Z-K-Y. Yeski? It doesn't show that it's, like, Russian or any, like, a different language. So they hit level 22. Number 7 is Yamato at level 28. 6 is Luft at level 30, RIP. 5 is Jane Doe at level 35. 4 is Shatty Wazzer at level 43, so they must have restarted. And they're at level 43 currently. Number 3 is Clock Tower at level 61. Number 2, Shatty Wazza, it's a different spelling, at level 62, RIP. So that must be the first one. So when they died, they made another. Maybe they accidentally made a Panda remix one and didn't realize. I don't know. Okay, number 1, Sea Green, level 70. That's our 19th Dragonflight Green Man. We might definitely talk about some stats. Because we're coming to the end of the expansion. The anniversary show. So I'll find some stats for the challenges and whatnot as well. Tins. We had one tin, which was Polterhide at level 12. And the biggest surprise was that we had some teams. Well done, people doing teams. So iron teams. We had two iron teams. Number two is Pump Jern at level 11. And number one is Panda Council at level 15. Well done. Let me know if, like, who's on the teams. That's fantastic, guys. There was no blood teams, but there was a green man team. Again, I'm like, what? Fantastic. So green man team was the Explorers League. Love it. Great name. Level 10. So they've just started off. So I would be intrigued to know how many are, if they're a two-person or a three-person team. Obviously, we can have teams up to five, but, you know, trying to get five people together for a team, it's a lot. I know that when Stone 5, RIP 5, Nisi, myself, and who was the other person? Was there another person? I thought there was five of us. Was there only four? That we were trying to do. It just, between time zones and IRL, it's very difficult. So I'm wondering if all the teams are just a two-person team, because obviously it's a lot easier to organize. But that's, again, fantastic. We've got three teams currently. That's exciting. Okay, chit chat. Let's have a look. This one's from Dave. So thank you, Dave. He sent this through the other week. So what do you call a duck that gets all A's? A wise quacker. It's very cute. It's very cute. Do I have a little... hang on. I'll do a... There we go. I'll do a note from Chris. Mrs. Raguru, thank you. Hi, sweetie. Well, just in time. Morning, well, challenges and chat. Thank you very much for the sub again. Currently on a 31-month streak, but you've subbed for 58 months total. My gosh. Thank you. Thank you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Hugs to you. Appreciate that. It's amazing. I was just saying that, we've got Chris is off and she's sleeping because, you know, she needs sleep with her crazy hours, and Fair's not well. So Dave and I have just been hanging out, and now you're here. So fantastic. But I'm trying to keep this like under an hour. So cute joke, Dave. Thank you very much. And I don't know if I've had this one before or if we've told this one, but I saw it and I was like, yeah, let's do this one. You know what they say about cliffhangers? Right. It just made me smile a lot. Yep. All right. So, again, now, just a reminder, thank you again, Mrs. Raguru, for the sub. That is amazing. Thank you so much. I just want to also point out that I'm not sure if you guys noticed, but will probably be getting some ads sometimes. When I'm streaming, I've put in to do one ad within an hour, just to try and generate a bit of revenue for the WoW challenges. So, you know, I know, like, we all don't like ads, but sometimes you gotta bite the bullet, and anything to help pay for the website is greatly appreciated. So I've tried to keep it to just one, I think, like a 2-minute ad every hour. It's just like, just to possibly just generate a little bit of extra revenue for the site. So I just wanted to point that out because I think I wanted to mention it a few episodes ago, and sometimes my brain's a bit like a sieve. If I don't write it down, I forget. And I hadn't written it down. So yeah. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to kind of stick to 1 2-minute-ish ad an hour just to hopefully help get a little bit more for the channel, and for all the money from the channel actually goes into the website. If I could change the website, I would. But I am not that clever, and it is too big of a job to sort that. So at the moment, we just have to deal with what we've got. So, you know. Again, it is what it is. Maybe that should be the show title. Seems to be life right now. It is what it is. All right, any questions? So again, reminder, we're not going to be doing a show for the next few weeks. I'm on holidays. I'm going to have a little bit of a break. I'm going to try and enjoy my birthday and all of that kind of stuff. But I will be back on the 24th, which is literally right before expansion drops, unless you've got early access. So there's stuff that we can talk about. So if you do have early access, let me know how you're finding it. I do, and hopefully I'll get some playtime in and have a look at stuff normal and hopefully jump onto just some challenge tunes. So we'll see. as to at this stage, if there will be any changes to the challenge, don't know until stuff actually goes live. So just please be aware that sometimes we've got to make those last minute decisions about rules and whatnot, because until stuff goes live, we don't know. Whatever's in beta, just because it's in beta, and I've seen it time and time again of stuff that we've seen in beta that we've documented down, like, oh geez, this is going to be an issue. And then when it's gone live, it's been like, okay, they've removed it or they've then changed it, etc. So it's kind of a bit like a waiting game. It's no use kind of trying to predict on something that's in beta until it goes live, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. So yeah, so we're going to do the 9th anniversary show on the 24th. And so if you've got any suggestions, if there's anything you've, any questions that you've got, if you'd like to pop in and say hi on the show, Chris is going to come and help me. Just do the show, and I can catch up with then. So that'll be exciting. But yeah, let me know, reach out to me either through Discord, email me, tweet me, like whichever. I'll get those. If you got any questions or any stories you want to tell, you know, again, or any information as to the wrap off of an expansion, going into the new expansion, if you want to talk about your challenge tunes. Obviously, the end of the year, we do the Deathless show. But if you want to give me stats on how you went for this expansion, feel free. Send it through to me. Send it through to leaderwow@gmail.com or wowchallenges@podcast.com, I think is the other one. Send it to the Leader Wow one. It's just so much easier. I get that really, like, really quickly. So, Leader, LEETA, and then WOW@gmail.com. I've got no issues with you guys sending it straight to that one. That's a personal one, but I've got no issues with that. All right. On that note, let me put my little cute little heart. Where's my little heart? Where's my heart? Oh, there. I couldn't see It's like it's hiding. My little heart. I'm looking at myself backwards. So it's... So when I go like this, because it's on my screen, it's on the left-hand side. So I want to go like this, but I have to go like that. And it feels really weird. So to a huge thank you to all of our Iron Elites. And we appreciate you. And thank you very much through your support, through not only through Twitch, through donations, through Patreon. You know, we appreciate that a lot. So thank you very much. So to Awesome Trousers, Execute, Evie as well, Fair, Chris, Kitten Pop, Leader, Mark, Matterhorn, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Ruck Guru, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, who will forever be our one of our Iron Elites. Wanima, Zaya, and Zeb, thank you so very much for the support. As I said, the money for that comes in through all of this goes towards the website. It just, it's what it is at the moment. So, you know, everything goes towards the website. So thank you very much for the support on that. For all of you that help by retweeting or liking, just being here, hanging out with me, again, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate you giving of your time. We're just a little channel. We just keep doing what we're doing. And I appreciate you guys a lot. So thank you so much. To the awesome bunch of mods that we have. To our code wardens. Thank you guys for all the things that you do. I appreciate you all. And as I said, for the next show, I'm going to take a little break for the next few weeks and enjoy some holiday time and some birthday time. But then we'll be back on Saturday, August the 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern for the 9th anniversary show. 9 years. Wow. kind of like... What? It's crazy. So yeah, if you've got anything that you'd like to tell me about or to, you know, like me to include for the show, hit me up through the socials. Let me know. You've got a few weeks to think about it or do it now, whichever. Thank you, Matter. Happy upcoming birthday. That's very sweet. Yes, Dave. Yep, wow, 9 years, I know. Stone had an idea. He's like, Leader, do you want to do a podcast? It was Stone's fault. He knows that. He started it. And I went, okay. Yeah, so let's blame Stone. No, he's a good egg, that one. So, so yeah, blame Stone. He's Canadian. All right. So don't forget where you can find us, all of the socials. So the wowchallenges.com, the website. Don't forget there's write-ups of all the max level tunes. Appreciate those that get in touch so that we can do a write-up. Some people don't, and then it's just a very basic post. So if you don't get me a write-up, I just do a basic post, but they're always there. But it is very interesting to read a challenge tuned journey, and I also find it really interesting, like say for Azzy, who has quite a few tunes often on the go at once, so to read what he's done on his iron and then to compare that like to his working man. Sometimes it can be very similar, but then you can read other people who have, you know, might have leveled a few different tunes and they're like, no, for this one, I've gone over here and I've done it a different way. So I always find reading about the Toon's journey to max level is very intriguing. So don't forget to check that out. You'll also find all the socials. I'm not going through them. You know where you can find them. And as I said, look, seriously, if you want to contact me, the email for the show is podcast@wowchallenges.com. I think I completely butchered that earlier. Or just send it to me, letawow@gmail.com. And you can find my stuff on Linktree under Leta Wow. So that's LETAWOW. That's the stuff for Discord. Like, message me on Discord, Twitter, because it will never be X'd me. It's Twitter. It will forever be Twitter. But yeah, you can find me if you need to through Facebook or any of that stuff. Please, if you've got anything that you want to know about or talk about, or pictures or any of that stuff, then send me a message. Dave, I can find you in Australia. Yes, I am definitely in Australia. I am an Aussie. Aussie. Oi, oi, oi. Has anyone been watching the Olympics? I must admit, I have barely had time to watch any. Anyone been watching the Olympics? One of my things, and I think I've missed it, I always enjoy watching the archery. I don't mind watching the shooting either. Archery always has my, it always has my heart. It was something I did when I was a teenager. I was North Queensland junior champion. And I miss that. Doing archery, I just can't do it, with my bad shoulders now. I did try quite a few years ago, but, you know, it's just like, eh. So, archery, and my hunter, I'm so glad that I can transmog from a gun to a bow or crossbow, because one of the things, whenever I was a hunter, I always wanted a bow or a crossbow. I'm not a gun girl. Like, you give me a crossbow or you give me a bow. So that's, it's just always been the thing. Keela, I try to always have her transmogged with some kind of cool looking bow. Even if she's gotta have a gun. But I don't mind watching, like, the pistol shooting. That's intriguing. Like, you've gotta have such a steady hand and arm. Like, yeah, some people are amazing. I did watch a little bit of swimming. Not a lot. I did see some gymnastics, and I must admit, oh, damn, those girls are amazing. Your American team is, like, on a level, and obviously because Simone Biles is just like, whoa, she is phenomenal. I'm American, give me guns, Dave says. Yeah, other than that, I've not seen a lot, so I probably should try and catch up on some stuff, but it's just finding the time. So yeah, anyway, I could prattle on for another hour, but we will end here. So again, just a final thank you to Mr. Nisi Execute on our intros and outros. We love them. We appreciate them. Thank you very much, guys, for doing that. And yeah, as I said, don't forget, we won't be here for a couple weeks. I'll be back on the 24th for our 9th anniversary show. Again, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Mrs. Rock Guru. Thank you, Matta, for hanging out with me and giving of your time to be here in the chat today. So thank you for that. Hugs to Chris and Fair, who I know are busy IRL. and all of that. So big hugs to them and to Zaya, because I know he is also IRL busy. So yeah. All right. On that note, hang on. What was that? No, that didn't work. Why didn't that one work? That's just in case Chris is listening to this after the fact. I'm just throwing that in for her. And a nought, just to finish the show off, because, you know, why not? Dave, the Turkish air pistol guy was cool. That was the guy that won silver, right? Who had no, like, blinders and digital stuff. Yeah, that just stood there with glasses with one hand in his pocket and got silver. No tech, assist. Yeah. I didn't see the full thing. I did see the shot, and it's just like, that guy, how calm is that guy? Like, his aim, I don't know about the person who won gold, I didn't watch it, but that guy, just watching him with that pistol and how dead calm and straight his arm was, like, my whole body was just, like, trembling, because I'm like, I cannot be that still for even, like, 5 seconds. That was amazing. The girl who won women's trap shooting was a gymnast that became athletic disabled 8 years ago and found a new event. Amazing. Well, like, isn't that fantastic? That's amazing. And I must admit, one of the things I do love about watching these sporting events is I am a huge advocate for the Paralympics. Those people truly are fantastic, so I can't wait to see a lot of them. So I used to tape over my off eye of my shooting glasses and thought that was cheating. I get what you mean, but yeah, they're definitely interesting. There is some amazing people around for sure. All right, on that note, again, thank you guys. We can prattle on about many different things, for sure. So please stay safe, both in and out of game. I will see you back here for the 9th anniversary show on August the 24th at 7 p.m. Have a great one, whatever you're doing. Enjoy the games, the pre-patch, all of that kind of thing. We'll see you then. All right. Bye, guys. Where's my outro?
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2024. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod and Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.